KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light snow, blowing snow, and it's 26 degrees. A winter weather advisory for snow and blowing snow is in effect for the entire listening area through 3 p.m. for Cass and our area counties off to the north and northeast, and then off to the west in the Pottawatomie, Shelby, and other counties. The advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. And taking a look at the radar, we do see some heavier bands of snow stretching from between Jefferson and Guthrie Center, and a moderately heavy over to Audubon, and the heavier bands in central Iowa. There also are several heavier bands around the Omaha area and points to the southeast and southwest of there. Because of the snow, and especially the blowing snow this morning, several school districts are either canceling classes or running 2 hours late. The latest cancellations we have for you include AHSTW, Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Logan Magnolia, Riverside just called to cancel their classes, but daycare is still open there. Also, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Harrison have canceled. There will be no morning preschool at Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y. Late starts this morning include 2 hours late for Atlantic, also Audubon, where there is no morning preschool, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, and IKM Manning are 2 hours late this morning, and Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late. There will be no morning classes at the Y today, and the Ladies Bible Study at Atlantic Gospel Chapel is canceled for today. That's the latest list of postponements and cancellations we have for you into the KJAN newsroom. Now, in the news, the Iowa Department of Transportation reported at around 7:20 this morning that Highway 25, about 3 miles north of Greenfield, was blocked in both directions due to a crash. Details are currently not available. You should plan an alternate route, though. Near Redfield, a rollover accident was reported to have occurred on Highway 44, and Interstate 80 eastbound through Omaha to I-680 was temporarily closed due to an accident, along with the snow and blowing snow restricting visibility. Some people have written on Facebook that the road conditions are becoming extremely treacherous. KJAN road conditions in southwest Iowa. Most of the roads are partially covered with snow this morning. The worst roads are well up in northern Iowa across the Highway 20 corridor to Minnesota border. Well, speaking of snow, the city of Harlan Public Works Department will be snow plowing throughout the day today. And the city is asking for voluntary off-street parking to help that be accomplished. Also, they want folks to voluntarily remove their vehicles from the streets tomorrow to assist the Public Works Department with snow removal. City Administrator Gene Getty said the city of Harlan would appreciate your cooperation. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports that as of the close of business on Monday, four candidates had filed their completed nomination papers for county offices that are open in advance of the June 5th primary. The candidates, all of whom are Republican, include Dana Halder, Cass County Board of Supervisors, District 3, Michael Don Hooper, a candidate for Cass County Attorney who was earlier appointed, and Mary Ward, Cass County Recorder, Pat McCurdy, Cass County Supervisor, District 2. All four of those candidates have filed their completed nomination papers. Persons wishing to file nomination papers have until March 28th to do so. They are available at the Cass County Auditor's Office and from the Secretary of State. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Creston woman reported on Sunday that sometime between 11 p.m. Saturday and 12 a.m. Sunday, someone stole a 10-week-old female Shetland sheepdog from her property. The black dog with gray spots weighs about 5 pounds. She has brown eyes and a gray face. The dog was valued at $700. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency, in conjunction with the fire chiefs in Shelby County, has begun to issue their bi-weekly local outdoor fire danger updates. The updates will continue until ground conditions improve for the long term. As of Monday, the fire danger in Shelby County was low, and the next update will be on Thursday. The Iowa Department of Transportation is studying Interstate 80 from the Illinois to Nebraska border as it plans for the future. The DOT's Brad Hofer says they're looking at the busy highway in segments as they put together what he calls a vision document.
It's a pretty big animal to think about reconstructing, especially in terms of funding. So we knew we couldn't do it all at once. We knew we had to kind of take it as conditions, as the infrastructure sort of aged.
They've been gathering input in online public forums and from transportation groups as part of an overall study.
This study was to sort of develop a plan with which all those little pieces, all those sections could be built with that end vision and goal in mind.
And he says that one thing that stood out as they talked to people,
it's close to 5,000 people who've participated in terms of surveys or input that they've given us. So We've gotten quite a bit of feedback, mostly as it relates to trucks and not enough lanes is kind of what the general comments that we've been hearing back.
Hofer says they are looking down the road into the future with this study.
Well, something new that we did with this study that we haven't really done before is look at technology and how technology will play a part in kind of future improvements. I know everybody's been talking about automated vehicles and connected vehicles, and this would be the first time that we really looked at what those kind of improvements, those kind of technological improvements would do for like, say, capacity gains in the roadways.
People from all across the country travel I-80, the east-west route.
Some parts of the western Iowa are pretty low, and you get towards the eastern part of the state, and it's significantly higher. I mean, up to some of the projections were up to 55,000 vehicles a day. So it's pretty significant.
And Hofer says the process is getting underway as they prepare the overall plan.
We've already started more a traditional study on one segment of the interstate. It's from Iowa City out to West Branch. We're already kind of in the initial stages of what we would consider a traditional environmental study, where we do field studies, traditional design. We've already kicked one of those segments off kind of with the overall study in mind.
The DOT plans to hold another public meeting to gather more input.
We'll also kind of put together that vision document and get it out ahead of that meeting, and then we'll also kind of augment that in-person meeting with another online opportunity for folks to comment on that vision document.
Details on the latest public meeting have not yet been set. You can read more on the I-80 study by going to the Department of Transportation's webpage. The Iowa Senate wants to require Iowa grocers in a supplemental food program to offer conventional eggs if they sell eggs from chickens housed in cage-free, range-free, or rather free-range or enriched colony cage environments. The Des Moines Register reports that senators passed the measure Monday and sent it to the governor. The legislation would apply to grocers that participate as vendors in the federal program for women, infants, and children known as WIC. The measure would allow state officials to seek a federal waiver if necessary. Senator Herman Quernbach, Democrat from Ames, said the bill amounts to direct interference in the marketplace. But Senator Dan Zumbach, a Republican from Ryan, praises the legislation for ensuring that a lower cost choice for protein is available to people in the program. Cage-free chicken eggs typically are more expensive than conventional eggs from large operations. An Osceola businesswoman has announced her Republican candidacy for the U.S. House seat representing Iowa's 2nd District. Jenny Caligiuri said in her news release Monday that she'll hold a campaign starting the event Thursday in Osceola, that is. She said that she's got a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Israel, and pro-Constitution conservative in her, and that in Congress she'd also focus on religious liberty, veteran services, and increasing opportunities for small and medium-sized businesses. Caligiuri is a former bank president, a vice president, that is, who has a history of activism with political prayer and evangelical advocacy groups. Coralville surgeon Christopher Peters announced his GOP candidacy last summer. The incumbent is Democrat Dave Loebsack. The 2nd District covers most of southeastern Iowa. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.